This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Authorities say shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod has killed 14 people, including two children, and wounded 108 others. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out Saturday's attack. It took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine that killed at least 39 civilians. Moscow's forces on Friday launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones on Ukraine. Ukrainian officials never acknowledged responsibility for attacks on Russian territory or the Crimean Peninsula. Israeli military airstrikes hit camps in central Gaza as the Biden administration approves new weapons sales to Israel. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports. Top commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says Yemen's Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their reckless attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. But Vice Admiral Brad Cooper said in an Associated Press interview on Saturday that more nations are joining the International Maritime Mission to protect vessels in the vital waterway, and trade traffic is beginning to pick up. Operation Prosperity Guardian was announced just over 10 days ago. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Climate activists have blocked part of the main highway around Amsterdam for hours near the former headquarters of ING Bank. They're protesting the bank's financing of fossil fuels. Amsterdam municipality says that traffic authorities closed part of the road early Saturday afternoon and diverted traffic, quote, to prevent a life-threatening situation. It's the latest road blockade organized by the Dutch branch of Extinction Rebellion. Earlier this year, the activist organization repeatedly blocked a highway leading to the Late in the afternoon, police moved in to end the protest, peacefully detaining dozens of activists who ignored orders to leave the road. A British warship has arrived in Guyana amid rising tensions from a border dispute between the former British colony and Venezuela. The HMS Trent's visit on Friday led Venezuela to begin military exercises a day earlier in the Eastern Caribbean near its border with Guyana, as the Venezuelan government presses its claim to a huge swath of its smaller neighbor. Brazil expressed concern Friday about the situation and urged the two South American countries to return to dialogue. The UK Defense Minister has said the HMS Trent is visiting Guyana as part of engagements in the region and will conduct training exercises with Guyana's military. The border dispute is over Essequibo, a sparsely populated region in Guyana that is the size of Florida and rich in oil and minerals. Thousands of people have rallied in Serbia's capital chanting thieves and accusing the populist authorities of President Aleksandar Vučić of orchestrating a fraud during the recent general election. The big rally in central Belgrade on Saturday capped nearly 2 weeks of street protests against reported widespread irregularities during the December 17th parliamentary and local ballot that were also noted by international election observers. The ruling Serbian Progressive Party was declared the election winner, but the main opposition alliance, Serbia Against Violence, has claimed the election was stolen, particularly in the vote for the Belgrade city authorities. Russia's top diplomat in Poland says Moscow won't provide any explanations about an unidentified object that briefly entered Poland's airspace until it receives evidence that shows the object was a Russian missile. Poland's defense forces said an unknown object traveled 40 kilometers into the country's airspace Friday from the direction of Ukraine before leaving minutes later and vanishing off radars. The head of the Polish armed forces said everything indicates it was a Russian missile. Poland's foreign ministry demanded explanations from Moscow. Russia's charge d'affaires in Warsaw, Andrei Ordash, told Russian state news agency RIA Novosti on Saturday that Poland's claims were, quote, unsubstantiated. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.